You often will make those contracts and agreements with souls that you've had many lifetimes with, because you will have a soul recognition. Sometimes what we say to you, and this is why many of you say, I'm abducted. You know, you think of your contact as abduction. It's a bit like walking into a room and you're the one being thrown a surprise party, and everyone jumps out at you and yells and you get startled and you go into contraction and fear.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
And then you breathe and you say, ah, these are my friends. The problem most of you have with your physical interaction with extraterrestrials is that you don't breathe and you don't have that recognition that these are your friends. You're not allowing yourself to move out of the mind and into the heart space where you have that awareness. So you get stuck in the fear and you think you are a victim. You're still in the mind, so you're in the victim perpetrator mentality. When you move into the heart center and you observe it again, what you will experience is a contract, a co-creative experience. And you'll say, oh, yes, this is why I chose this, because I wanted to be of service in this way, and they're teaching me about that. So we will say for almost every single one of you who has physical contact and you label it as abduction, there is something that you are gaining. All right, it's mutually beneficial. And you're just not seeing it because you're looking at it at the victim perpetrator level. So what you can do if you're having difficulty identifying that point of service is to go into the heart center and start looking at it. And you can think of it just the way we described it. You've just forgotten that these are your friends. So start looking at it to say, all right, I've chosen, I've created this. My higher self decided it wanted this. Why? How is it serving me? What is it teaching me? What gets triggered in me? What anxiety? What fear? And you can look at that. If you're having a really hard time, start by looking at the fears. What gets triggered as a result of your contact? And then where do you play that out again in the physical with other humans? And you can start clearing and dealing with it at the human level, which will, as you integrate at the human level, will help you integrate that same vibrational signature as you create and run that program interdimensionally. Does that make sense to you all? Do you all understand what we're saying?
Yes.
You all have a tendency to give away your power when it comes to working interdimensionally, because you imagine yourself to be less than, as we always say to you, higher isn't better. It's just different. It's a different game. It's a different construct. And you actually are playing the most advanced level of the game right here. You're not at the bottom. You actually are in the most difficult game there is in the entire universe. You're on the densest planet in 3D, where the planet has the most broad range of emotions. Earth is a grand experiment. Many times you've heard us say this. And it is seeded with life form after life form after life form throughout the entire galaxy. You have so many variations of life on this planet, it is remarkable. You barely scratch the surface with some of what exists within your own oceans, let alone the beings who are living underground. They've been vibrating in a different range. They're fifth-dimensional beings, pixies, fairies, gnomes, many of what you consider to be fairy tales, are sharing the planet with you. They're just out of vibrational sync with you, and you're going to start to interact with more of these beings as well. But just because beings are in a higher dimension doesn't mean that they have information that is any better than that which you have for yourself. So you must always, first and foremost, use your own discernment. Is this my truth? Does this resonate with me? And if not, let it go. That goes for what we tell you, most certainly.